Okay, thank you so much for accepting to speak to Radio Mirror. You are most welcome.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we understand that Save the Children have closed their base temporarily in Walgak of Akobo West County in Jonglei State. Could you tell our listeners what compelled you to suspend your operation in Walgak?
Thank you. This is because for us, we have had armed groups come to our compound. They took four of our vehicles, including an ambulance that we use for our humanitarian work, and a tractor that we use to move around. They took these vehicles without our consent, and these vehicles are clearly marked as Save the Children humanitarian vehicles. And so, of course, we are concerned about the security of our staff. But more importantly, our activities are paralyzed because we use those vehicles to move to the locations. We use them to transport patients. We move them to transport goods. We use them to as means of transport for our mobile health teams. So without those assets, our activities cannot continue. That's why, for now, our activities are in suspension in Walgak.
What about the safety of your staffs, both your technical persons and the local staffs on the ground? Are they safe?
So our understanding is that the situation on the ground is calm. It is tense. None of our staff were harmed in the process of those vehicles being taken. And our staff at the moment report that the situation in Walgak is quiet. And so we feel relatively confident that in terms of physical security of our staff, it's tense, it's unpredictable, but it's okay at the moment.
What essential services such as health, nutrition, education have been disrupted as a result of this temporary suspension of your activities in Akobo?
So all our activities are affected, including nutrition activities where we were providing nutritional supplies and nutritional support and health support to children who are severely and moderately malnourished in Walgak. Our activities where we are running mobile health teams and clinics with doctors and nurses, providing vaccinations, providing health support to mothers and women, are also in suspension because of that. Activities for repairing boards, providing water to communities, providing non-food items for IDPs. As you know, in these locations, there are IDPs who are coming from rural and rural who are running away from the ongoing conflict in Jonglei right now. So we were ready to even deploy more resources to go to that county because, it's really important for us to be providing this assistance. And those activities at the moment are on hold.
So what are the risks these children, the vulnerable group, are most likely to face in the absence of your services? Because this has been a life-saving to some of the communities and family members in Akobo.
I want you to understand, and I think the listeners must understand, that in this location there are now very few humanitarian organizations. Save the Children, among a few others, was the last line of defense for the survival of children in these locations. So there is a risk, real risk, that the long-term impacts of the children are going to be harmed. There is a short-term risk that some patients might die, and we are concerned about that. We have already seen the situation getting worse. We have already seen where, for example, we wanted to transport patients from our clinics to advanced medical facilities using the ambulance. We cannot. So really, we are seriously, seriously concerned about the humanitarian impacts of the suspension. But we don't have a choice.
Okay. Does Save the Children, from your statistics, how many people are going to be affected by this decision you have taken?
We think that it's more than 200,000 people who are going to be affected. Because when you look at the number of people who are in Akobo generally and the IDPs who have come, it's a huge number. We don't have specific population data. We don't have specific numbers of new IDPs right now because we are not moving around. In fact, we were planning to carry out a humanitarian assessment in Walgak and Akobo East locations to see how many people have arrived and what are their humanitarian needs. And unfortunately, we've had to suspend our movement because of this situation.
What kind of guarantee would you like has saved the children from both the local authorities and other stakeholders in Akobo before you can resume your activities?
Save the Children is a neutral, impartial humanitarian organization. All we are asking for is respect for basic humanitarian principles. Our assets, our staff have to be safe. There is no reason as to why aid workers should be targeted. There is no reason as to why our assets should be diverted from the very purpose that we are here for. And so all we want is for authorities to respect the autonomy of an organization that is trying to help children in these countries. We are not looking for major guarantees. We know that this is a place where conflict is happening, but we also believe that humanity should be there to help the people, and we are a part of that human movement, and we cannot do it when our staff are at risk or when our assets are taken away from us.
So how long will this temporary suspension continue?
We call upon parties to the conflict to release our assets, because we cannot unsuspend our activities when we do not even have the mobility for us to move around. We are in intense conversations with all parties and authorities to make sure that we have our vehicles back, because without them, we can't do our work, unfortunately.
Okay. And finally, what message do you have to the families in Walgako, in Akobo, his general, who have been entirely depending on you, but now with this decision, their life is going to be changed from what they were experiencing to maybe worse, even death, like you have mentioned?
I'm really sorry. Our decision is not because we would like to punish anyone. Our decision is simply because it is important that our staff are safe. It is important that our assets are safe. It is important that we have those assets back so that we can move and begin to do our work. And I'm really sorry that they have had to experience even hardship. The needs in these communities were already high. Malnutrition levels were high. In some of the health facilities, we were helping people with severe illnesses, severe injuries, severe malnutrition. And we know that suspending these activities is going to impact us, but we don't have a choice. And I'm sure from the community level, they understand the problems that we are facing.
Thank you so much for talking to me.